Yesterday, a reported Shiite uprising in Basra got a lot of airtime on the news. But by this morning, there were questions about whether all that attention was premature. NPR's Robert Smith reports on widespread coverage based on little information.
It is, at this point, impossible to say exactly what was happening in the streets of Basra yesterday. There was no video footage or phone interviews with anyone inside the city. But there were British reporters embedded with British troops a mile outside Basra. Richard Gaisford, a reporter with ITN TV, called CNN with what he had heard from British military officers.
What they're telling me is that there is a popular uprising. They can't tell me how many people are involved with that, but they can say that the people who are uprising are being fired upon by Iraqi army units.
The story would never get much more detailed than that. British military officers say they saw crowds in Basra, and they saw Iraqis firing on the crowds. Within hours, it was being covered on TV networks and radio stations. CNN's Lou Dobbs.
Over the course of this hour, we'll also be reporting on what appear to be the first cracks in Saddam Hussein's regime. British forces now say there's been a popular uprising in Iraq's city of Basra.
Despite the lack of details, it was a compelling story. News outlets had been predicting for weeks that there might be popular revolt. Now here was a report that might confirm that. Media critic Eric Alterman, author of the book What Liberal Media, was watching.
So here we had news about people on the ground. It was considered significant because of Basra's history in the last Gulf War. And everybody seized on it, forgetting that the level of information that they were dealing with, it was extremely low.
It was not the first time it had happened in this war. Whether it was rumors of Saddam Hussein's death or a supposed chemical plant that was found by the U.S. military, stories are breaking big before there's time to gather much information. In the case of Basra, military officials did not speculate on what was happening on the streets of Basra or how big any uprising might be. Talk radio hosts did, though. WABC's Sean Hannity was talking to former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich about it.
And now I think it's beginning to sink in. This is a big story, and as usual, you've picked up on it, I think, as fast as anybody in the whole country.
Well, this is one of the events, as you pointed out, Tommy Franks was counting on. The Shiites are the majority in Iraq.
As the news cycle moved into the evening, the small story of some sort of Basra uprising had become a symbol for how well the war was going. Pundits were speculating on what it could mean for Baghdad. Fred Barnes spoke on Fox News.
If this turns out to be a major successful insurrection in Basra, taking over some or all of the city, it certainly would spread.
What was called at first a protest or demonstration, by the end of the day was being referred to as a revolt and a rebellion. Stephen Hess, a media analyst at the Brookings Institution, says it's a symptom both of how much time network news has to fill and the fog of war.
It's a bit like the children's game of telephone, and as each whispers into the next, it loses definition as it goes around. And usually by the end of the day, it straightens itself out.
And by this morning, the revisions began. British Prime Minister Tony Blair admitted reports from Basra were confusing and called any uprising limited. Two Arab TV networks reported that the streets of Basra were quiet, and the BBC, one of the first outlets to report an uprising, was saying that perhaps the real story was less dramatic than it once seemed. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.